from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2. On Sports Radio 670, The Score.
Well, we're going to try to balance everything out. We've got White Sox stuff. We have a press conference wrapping up that I think is raising more questions than it's answering.
I don't think the White Sox did a good job of meeting their objective for having Chris Getz speak today.
You had weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks to prepare this. This didn't, like I say,
this is not a surprise.
You didn't get a middle of the night phone call that says you got to fire a bunch of people. You did that with your minor league teams. You've had to deal with that before.
It was no surprise that Pedro Grifol would not be managing the White Sox by hook or by crook. It's like one of those things.
And the rollout of this today evinced a general manager.
It's been clumsy.
Who seems weak, ineffectual, and uncertain.
Seems very clumsy. And that's what we have come to expect from the White Sox. It's not great.
So here's what gets said about why now.
The conversations about the timing of this decision going on for weeks, if not months, why did it maybe take this long to arrive at this conclusion? It seems so from the outside that the team has been underperforming and maybe even failing to meet your own expectations throughout much of the season. Why this late in the season as opposed to earlier?
Well, you know, we knew this season was going to have its struggles, you know, based on the roster that we have. And so, you know, when you make a change, you want to be very certain that it's going to be effective. And, you know, there are a lot of different factors, you know, in why a team is underperforming. It could be health related. It could be lack of motivation. It could be just a flawed roster in the sense that other teams are better. So, you know, it takes a really thorough process to make decisions like these. You know, a major league roster is a reflection of, you know, upwards to 5 years of work. So when you've got a manager that's just in year two, you want to make sure that, you know, you're making the right decision. And as time went on and, you know, we were learning more about what the needs are of this organization and where the direction we want to head, it became clearer and clearer that it was time for a change. You know, I spoke about how we went into the All-Star break and came out of the All-Star break and felt disappointed and didn't feel like we were moving in the right direction. There was a stretch of the season where, you know, we just were coming a little short and weren't finishing off games. And then those games became a little bit further out of reach more often. So with all that being said, you know, there is no perfect time, but felt like the time to make this move was now.
What? I don't get it.
I think the answer could have been a lot shorter.
I have no concept of what he's trying to express there.
I do. He's trying to express that they wanted to factor in how bad the team is before assessing Pedro's performance. I said that in 10 seconds. It took him about 10 minutes.
But that's inextricably linked to Pedro's performance. Like, you can't view them independently.
I think that they're trying to control for how bad the roster is, all the stuff that we've been talking about. Does Pedro know what he's doing independent of how bad his team is?
No, he doesn't.
That's what they found out, and once they figured that out, they fired him.
I could have told them that months ago.
Of course you could have.
Anybody watching this team could have told him that months ago.
That's why he spoke to folks from the outside wondering, why did it take so long for you to do this? They wanted to control the bias of, well, you know, this roster's bad. What do you expect a manager to do? And then they saw that the manager was not doing anything.
Right.
He said, well, you can still do stuff even with a bad roster. You might not win games, but you can instill winning in a bad team without winning baseball games because of your talent.
And that's even looking at the harder variables. If you talk about the soft stuff and talk to your players and have a sense of what's happening in there, and I'm not saying spy, I'm just saying know what's happening with your team, they have had no respect for him from jump.
I think that that's probably where all of this came to a head.
Gee, I wonder where we heard this idea that he had, I don't know, lost the locker room.
And if you go back to last year, there were questions about that. Shane did the hard reporting on it. And I know a couple of Shane's sources. Mm-hmm. And I feel pretty confident that he knew what he was talking about. And the White Sox have backed what Shane's reporting was up.
Yes.
By firing the manager.
Yes.
Who clearly didn't have great rapport. No matter what guys say tomorrow when they get to the ballpark at 3:00 and Grady Sizemore is their manager. Oh, we love Pedro. No matter what they say on the record, what they were saying off the record is a different story. And I think part of what went into Pedro no longer being the manager of the White Sox, along with him not being good at all of the things that you want a manager to be good at. Even with the caveat of his roster's bad. I think Chris Getz could have used less words to say it.
It's almost like he's sort of walking blindly around a room trying to figure out where the walls of the doorways are when he talks.
Maybe he's trying to figure out where the landmines are when he talks.
Figure those out beforehand.
I agree with you.
This team just makes me crazy. And did anyone ask what La Russa's role is going to be specifically?
I don't, Dan, you were showing me the Guar Billy Ocean thing.
How awesome is that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Like, that's, you got to ask that. All right. With everything else that's happening, and you're going to hire this guy or this guy, why is Tony La Russa still in the position he's in, and is he going to remain in that position?
Because he's best friends with the owner.
Okay, so why are you? They don't bother talking with Chris Getz. He can barely get a sentence out of his mouth. Bring La Russa in there and have him explain what's happening.
I don't know if you want that either.
Yeah, because at least that's somebody who, you know, the owner cares about what he thinks.
But speaking of La Russa, it's interesting that Bob Nightingale has identified Skip Schumacher as he described it, a top candidate and maybe the leading candidate. I'm not sure you should have a top candidate right now.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You can't decide this ahead of time. Do the interviews. Find out what people think.
When people talk about the concept of due diligence would dictate that you would go about this by talking to all sorts of people and maybe not depend. Forget about people in White Sox uniforms. Let's not automatically go to people who played for Tony La Russa either. Because that's what Skip Schumacher is.
Yes.
He's a La Russa disciple.
Yes, and it's also not a real process then. If your short list is, all right, who's Tony going to like? Who cares? What is he doing here? This is not going to be an organization that anybody takes seriously that is being run by Tony La Russa.
It does feel like if you want to spread a wider net to try and get people excited about the opportunity that's in front of them, that you would want them to feel like they have a fair chance of getting the job. Maybe if it's not equal, but a fair chance of it. And that would lead to candidates being like, I'm good. I'm good on taking this interview because I know it's not going anywhere because you're just going to hire Skip Schumacher partially because he played for Tony La Russa. Shrug emoji. Not that Skip Schumacher's not qualified. He's got managerial bona fides. Like he's not a bad candidate on his own merits. It's just that there is that connection. So you while you're controlling for a lot of things, you should control for that.
This is an opportunity, though. To have this process, to have the ability to bring, outside of any tampering rules, to bring into your offices people from other organizations. This is a free chance.
Yeah.
Rather than remaining cloistered and insular and, well, they've got to understand what we do. No, because what you do sucks.
Well, at the beginning of this thing, Getz did talk like he would like to go outside of the house. But if the house is still, if you're going to hire something that's house adjacent, you know what I mean? Like that doesn't feel very good. It doesn't feel like you're doing your best to try and find the best candidate, no matter where he or she might be. Go talk to some people. And it seems like a really interesting concept. I know that this show, our show in particular, we've got people who run businesses on a big scale. Like, I'm a small business owner, but the House of L only has me. But people who run businesses, I wonder what they think of this. And I know it's not apples to apples, but the idea of the connective tissue that kind of binds baseball to itself. I had this conversation with Theo 4 years ago. The idea of continuing to hire people who look or sound just like you do. Now, my thing is, I'm good with that if you go through the process of taking a look around, allowing people to tell you where you may have misstepped, allowing someone to wow you.
Or inform you or open your eyes to something that you didn't consider because somebody in another organization is doing it. But the reason why they don't do it is because so many of them know the answers and they know what somebody, a credible candidate, is going to tell them, and they don't want to hear it because it involves massive infrastructural expenditures. And at this stage of an end stage organization and an end stage ownership, they're in the process of drying up and going away. They're not in the process of expansion and investment. The White Sox are at the end of a regime, and what you're going to get is more continuation of whatever they've been doing as they withdraw rather than engage. And it's part of the problem. They're at an end stage. The next owner will do all this, not this one.
Well, then that makes a very, that continues to paint a very bleak picture for White Sox fans, who I feel horrible for. Because there are other ways to go about doing all of this stuff, and their resistance to it is what's really sad. Like, really sad for them to maybe even know at some levels of the organization, this isn't, we should do more, we should do better. And it makes you also wonder, like, I look at Chris Getz and go, he probably jumped a few steps to be a general manager. I had a baseball executive tell me when the hire was made that he's probably 5 years away from being a legitimate candidate to be a general manager. Okay? So fine, he jumps steps. And I can't be mad at him for wanting to improve his standing in baseball, to look at an opportunity and say, man, I can do that job. I don't need any more time. I can do it. And then you get into the job and you go, oh, that's why my predecessors failed. Oh, now that I'm in it, I get it. Maybe I didn't get it before. I heard Howard Stern talking with John Cena. It's a really great interview. And Cena was talking about how he used to get on The Rock for leaving the WWE and starting a movie career. And Cena, like, famously had talked about how he was never going to leave the WWE and how could The Rock love the WWE and leave it. And then he became like as big as The Rock in the WWE and was like, you know what I'm going to do? Movies and television shows and all sorts of other stuff. And he didn't realize it until he was that guy. And I wonder if a realization like that is happening with Chris Getz, where he goes, maybe he does make the argument to Jerry, I can do this better. I can do it better than those two guys. I'll replace those two guys by myself. Jerry likes what he hears and goes, okay, you got it, young man. Go to work. And then gets in the office and he's like, this is way worse than I thought. I might be in over my head. And there are factors that I didn't think about when I pitched myself for this job. And now we're seeing it, and it's sad. It's sad.
I don't like our team.
For
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.